where local and regional musicians come to play.
Hello, my name is Ethan Eckenrode.
I'm Aaliyah Reed.
We're Habitat.
Hello, I'm Tim Frick.
And I'm Cody Williams.
From Inside Out.
I'm Jim Grove.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Briggs.
Hello, we're the Acoustic Express. I'm Jack Cervello.
And I'm Richie Cervello.
Hello, we're Black Sheep Bluegrass.
I'm Brian. This is my buddy Dean. And we are the BS Express.
Hello, I'm Jeff Perrigo.
Hello. Hello.
We're Crazed Visions.
Hello, I'm Dylan Miller.
I'm Eli the Hawk.
Hello, I'm Chuck.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Mike.
We're Hey Grenade.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tim.
I'm Eric.
I'm Kevin.
We're Shattered.
Hey guys, we're Silver Screen.
Hello, I'm Chris Strait.
I'm Bob Barone.
And I'm Steve Buckaloo.
And we're the Crooked Line.
Hey, this is Tim Woods.
I'm Craig.
I'm Chris.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jamie.
We're the Carpet.
Hello, we're X's for Eyes.
We came from space.
It's the Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Dead Mike Comedy, and Rail City Trivia.
Hello, everybody. We are
the American Mood.
And you're listening to the Homegrown
Rocker, Mr. Jim Price, the professor.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Sasha Frost, and you're listening to the Homegrown Rocker.
Thank you.
evening, and welcome to this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker, our weekly celebration of local and regional music. And being that tonight's program is themed around the Master of the Grass Music and Art Festival, which is coming up next weekend, we are playing a lot of music from bands and artists involved with that event this year. And we just heard two of them to open up tonight's program. We just heard Memory Collector, the brainchild of our guest this evening, Sasha Frost, who we'll be meeting in a few moments. We heard the song See My Shadow, and that is with guest Phil Philly Grooves Wagner handling the vocals there and doing some guitar. And Memory Collector will be performing at Mass of the Grass. That'll be on Saturday afternoon. And we started off tonight's program with the American Mood, based out of the Altoona area. We heard their song Till You. And the American Mood will be performing at Mass of the Grass on Thursday afternoon. And that couple has been very busy. They played at the Newburgh Fire Hall last night. And after Mass of the Grass on Thursday, they will be playing at Molly's Pub in Altoona on Friday evening. I'm the Professor Jim Price. It is the Homegrown Rocker, where local and regional music come to play every Sunday night. And you can hear the program on two different radio stations from 8 to 10 p.m. on Q94 Classic Rock. And you can also hear that online at Q94ClassicRock.com. And from 10 p.m. to midnight on 107.1 and 101.3 Jack FM. And that, too, is online at 107.1jack.fm. As I established, the theme tonight will be the Mass of the Grass Music and Art Festival, and that is happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Singing Valley Fairgrounds. And again, we'll be joining our guest, Sasha Frost, in just a few moments. And through the course of the show, we'll be hearing different bands and artists involved with Mass in the Grass this year. The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around at Dead Mike Comedy. We kill it. Also by Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout central Pennsylvania. Come play and show us what you know. And you can visit their Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And the program also brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Look out for the new August issue in print at your favorite music venues and music stores later on this week. And you can also check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net. And this week on the Homegrown Rocker, we have a familiar guest returning to the program. It's that time of the year again. We have the 7th Annual Mass in the Grass Music and Art Festival, and that's coming up in early August at the Sinking Valley Fairgrounds. And we have the guy who is largely responsible for putting this thing together every year, Sasha Frost. Sasha, say hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right. Well, I guess, once again, introduce our listeners, those who have not heard about this event before. What is Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival? How did it all begin?
Well, it all started back in 2019. My friends and I had been making, you know, original music, and we were looking for a place to perform. A lot of places, you know, they didn't really want to have our style of music, so we decided to make our own festival. We had that first one in Tyrone, Pennsylvania, and, you know, it was a multi-day camping festival with a bunch of bands, and it just kind of grown from there over the years. We've tried to bring in new acts from out of the area. We have, you know, it's a three-day camping festival this year, so you can come camp out in a tent or RV. We have almost 50 bands performing this year, so should be the most stacked lineup ever.
All right, and that kind of leads into the question, what's new this year? I guess is getting bigger and better.
Yeah, we always bring in a bit more people each year, but I'm hoping this year will be a much bigger attendance. Been putting the word out as much as possible. But yeah, as far as new elements this year, we have some new bands that haven't played before, including Open Ends and Lucid Ruby on Thursday the 6th. We are continuing our cosplay contest from last year, so you can dress up and enter that competition. Other than that, you know, it's pretty much the same formula. We have all genres of music. We have a bunch of vendors, food vendors, arts and crafts. We have an EDM show on Saturday night, comedy show on Thursday night, and a punk show on Friday night.
Yeah, so you touched on pretty much all different avenues there, which is pretty cool. And I noticed you guys that you billed it as the 7th annual Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival, Altoona's Woodstock. Talk about the Altoona's Woodstock aspect of it.
Well, that was just kind of what people started calling it, you know, over the years. They were just like, oh, you know, it's kind of like a mini Woodstock. So we just kind of went with that this year, thinking that, you know, maybe a lot of people don't really recognize the name Mass in the Grass or what it might be, but the Woodstock label, you know, hopefully will give people a better sense of what it actually is and what they can expect.
All right, and the dates for the event, August 6th through 8th, Thursday through Saturday?
Yep, going into Sunday morning as well, because we have the EDM show going until 3 a.m., so we always go real late night, and then, yeah, Sunday is just kind of a wrap-up day with no scheduled music. You know, people can hang out during the day if they want and, you know, slowly pack up, help us, or, you know, tear down and stuff.
Very cool. Yeah. And of course, another aspect of this, too, is a lot of it happens outdoors, but you also have an indoor space, too.
Yep. Yeah, we're definitely glad to have that. It is a rain or shine event every year. So in the case of any weather that gets too bad, we always have that indoor stage as a backup. And, you know, it has just as good of a sound system in there. We got food cooking in there as well. So, yeah, we can pretty much keep things going no matter what happens.
Yeah, and it keeps the neighbors happy after 11 p.m. too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we do move everything indoors after 11 since we have some neighboring houses around. But yeah, we keep it going through the late night. And if you're not feeling listening to music, there's plenty of space in the venue. So, you know, you can go down by the bonfire, hang out there.
All right. Well, how much are tickets and how may listeners obtain them?
You can buy tickets on the website. It's massinthegrass.com. They are on theticketing.co. As far as the prices, we have a day pass that you can buy at the gate for $20. You can buy the general admission for the whole week or weekend. So that's all 3 days. That's $30. $10 a day. Or we do have the tent camping passes. Those are $60. RV passes are, I think, $95. But yeah, there's all kinds of options. You can even get in for free if you sign up to be a volunteer. So,
all right. And we'll repeat that information a little bit later as well. Well, as you said, in a neighborhood of 50 different bands and performers, and we're going to try to play a few of those this evening during the course of our conversation. And one of them, I believe you said this was this band's first time appearing. It'll be here on Thursday night. Anything you want to say about Lucid Ruby?
Lucid Ruby, I've heard their name around. Seems like people like them quite a bit. And yeah, I saw that they applied this year, so I figured we'll get a new act on the lineup. And yeah, I believe, you know, it's kind of like a psychedelic rock type band, which should fit in well with the whole lineup. And yeah, we're excited to have them.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song from them. This goes back 4 years, 2022, but it's a song from Lucid Ruby. The song is called Bless. And you're hearing it for the first time on the Homegrown Rocker. And again, Lucid Ruby will be a part of the Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival.
Wherever you go, you can find me here. 'Cause life is just a moment, take the wheel and steer. 'Cause life is just a moment, and life is just a moment. Life is just a moment, and life is just a moment. What we need is freedom from the corporations, make us work our lives away for all of our days, while they sit atop money mountains, making our whole lives pay in a day. Oh, what a shame. And freedom!
just take the wheel and steer. Cause life is just a moment. 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 I'm always happy when it rains, but right now the sky is crying, so they can keep the money back. How do we stop the dying? And all I want in the world, unite together and fight for peace. That's all I want in the world. Life is just a moment. Yeah, we're working hard for the change. Life is just me here. Cause life is just a moment. Take the wheel and steer. Wherever you go.
Hello.
Hello.
We're Crazed Visions, and you're listening to the Homegrown Rocker.
Machines out on the farthest edges of our vowed lives, where thoughts have bottomed out to bodies we guide. And I'm just trying to hide the rust behind these eyes. So charge when all hope is lost in all your glory and armor, silver swords stretched to the dawn. This war is not over, we are no longer pawns. I'll be you when you're right. In this never-ending cycle of sustaining life, while simultaneously bleeding out. Remember symbols in the flower petals.
messages brought by owls, of alarm clock and calendars. Commit the social sin of letting the voices in, and they mess us up so good. Call it a nightmare, I hope it don't happen again. But in the end, the nightmare was our best friend. And so we keep on in this expansion. Going through the doorway, rebirth, rewind to better places. Recording, writing in the days of passion, in the sarcophagus. In the sarcophagus, there was just a mask.
The Homegrown Rocker, and once again, spotlighting bands and artists involved with the Mass of the Grass Music and Art Festival happening this coming weekend. We just heard from Crazed Visions, based out of the Altoona area, and their song Death Mask, and that is from Crazed Visions' first album called Love War, which came out in 2023, and Crazed Visions will be a part of Saturday afternoon's music at Mass in the Grass. And we heard from Lucid Ruby. They are out of the Harrisburg area. And we heard their song, Bless, going back to 2022. And Lucid Ruby will be playing on the first night of Mass of the Grass Thursday evening. And looking ahead to what's coming up on the Homegrown Rocker in the next few weeks and months, coming up 2 weeks from tonight, August 16th, we will be joined by several people talking about the annual Brookstock 2026 event, the second annual Brookstock, happening August 28th and 29th, and that will be in Shelsburg in Bedford County. And again, coming up 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have several people, including musicians Colt Witter-Lepley and TJ Simpson, all sharing thoughts about Brookstock and giving us the lowdown on what's going to be happening on August 28th and 29th. Coming up August 23rd on the program, Open Ends. They have a full-length album, their debut, which just came out. So we'll be hearing a lot of songs from that and getting the scoop and the inside on how Open Ends came together. And, finding out all about that group. August 30th, a group we debuted last week called Altered State. They're out of Cambria County, and they will be guests on the program. And we're working on other guest bands and artists as well. In fact, we may have a pretty prominent Pittsburgh heavy rock powerhouse making their appearance on the show coming up toward the end of the year. We'll announce that once it's made official. But yeah, a lot of good stuff still coming up on the Homegrown Rocker in 2026. Again, the Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central Pennsylvania's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Dead Mike Comedy, they're bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around at Dead Mike Comedy. We kill it.
Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout central Pennsylvania. Come play and show us what you know. And visit Rail City Trivia's Facebook page to find out what about upcoming trivia events. And the show, again, brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Pick up a print copy at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.